With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
The connection between you and your therapist matters. That's why Alma focuses on helping you find the right someone to talk to, not just anyone. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search by what you want to focus on, like anxiety, relationships, or big life transitions. You can also specify preferences around gender, race, faith, and more to help you find someone who's more likely to understand where you're coming from. Alma also makes it easy for therapists to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of providers in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit HelloAlma.com/notjustanyone to schedule a free consultation today. That's HelloAlma.com/notjustanyone.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Monday, December 20th, and we are very excited because, number one, Mark and I are not working this week. And so we pre-recorded a whole bunch of episodes for the next 2 weeks. I wonder, Mark, whether or not we're really going to get these 2 weeks. We did it over the summer, right? Did I have to do anything when we took the time off during the summer or not? Yeah, we took 3 weeks off in the summer. We kind of like that. Oh, Mark says as soon as January rolls around, he's looking forward to August. Maybe we should take the month off. I know. Well, we can aspire to be European, right? It would be very good to be European in that respect. Not so good if you're fighting the variant right now. All right. This is the program that attempts to take the mystery out of your financial life. And the way that we do that is we encourage you to check out our website, jillonmoney.com. And while you're there, you just click the contact button and then we will get your message. So the reason why it's so cool that you're going to be on the website is you should do a before and after. So bookmark the website, Jill on Money. I love the idea that Mark and I got a bill for the redesign of the website. Maybe we should bring Karen back on the show and tell her how this whole thing developed. And she can give everybody a bird's eye view of what it's like to work with me and Mark on a professional level. Karen is a listener who is, I forgot her title, but she's like a web user experience expert of some sort, which means nothing to me and Mark, except that it means that she is a person who can analyze how you as a user can navigate our website and whether it's meeting the objectives that we have laid out. You know, Mark and I basically say all we want to do is make it easy for people to ask us questions. And then she did the rest. And then she had someone called a web developer. And Mark says, whatever that means. I loved that comment. I don't know. Let's get her on. Let's get her on for, you know what? Let's book her to do an interview with her before we unveil the website and we'll talk to her about it. Okay. All right. Now, today, however, someone has gone to the old website, jillonmoney.com, and has clicked the contact button and has said that he would join us on the air. It is Steve in Boston. However, please don't judge him being from Boston as I did, because I immediately accused him of being a Patriots and Red Sox fan. And he says, no, 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 no. He's a Queens boy. So Steve, by way of Queens to Boston, welcome to Jill on Money. How are you, sir?
Very good, Jill. Very excited to talk to you.
Yeah, I'm feeling good too. I feel good this morning. I told Mark I accomplished a lot. I didn't even ride a Peloton, but I did a lot today. So what can I do to help you accomplish what you wish to accomplish? What's going on?
Yeah, I have a question regarding this potential tax law change with backdoor Roth conversion. Mm-hmm. I'm unable to get the professional help because end of a year rush. So I wanted to talk to you to see what this means to me in terms of changing 401k into IRA and into Roth.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is basically Mark's one of his favorite tools. So I'm just going to do it for you, Mark, and hope you can jump in if I've screwed it up. So here's what a backdoor Roth does. You know, when we talk about Roth IRAs, and Mark's favorite thing in the whole world is a Roth IRA, the reality is that not everybody is allowed to use a Roth IRA. So for example, it's 2021, there's a limit, as to who can contribute to a Roth IRA. If you're single and you make more than $140,000, you don't get a Roth IRA. If you're married filing jointly and you make more than $208,000, you can't use a Roth IRA. But there was a cool little workaround, and it's what we in the biz called a backdoor Roth. And here's what would happen. You would make a contribution into a post-tax or non-deductible IRA. So you'd have a traditional IRA, you'd put your money in, so you're $6,000 or $7,000 if you're over the age of 50, you'd put the money in, and you're not saying anything to the IRS about taking a deduction. It's a non-deductible IRA. And then you would immediately convert that into a Roth IRA. Okay, so Mark, how many times have you done that now? Like 10 years or so have you been doing that? Several years. Okay, now here's the deal. This is one of the reasons why we encourage people who have a Roth option at work to maybe use it, because they could maybe benefit from a Roth, but they make too much money to do it as a contributory. So here's the deal. As we record this, the Build Back Better bill, which was passed by the House last month and is now in the hands of Joe Manchin, it would actually basically say you could no longer do a backdoor Roth. So in other words, you wouldn't be able to convert after-tax contributions from a non-deductible IRA into a Roth. It would just be over. So now, Steve, here's the deal. I don't know. And the answer, unfortunately, is that it's very difficult to do it. I mean, so now I'm going to get back to you guys, which is, what is it that you're up to? What's going on? And maybe there's something we should be thinking about doing before the end of 2021.
Yeah, so we have my wife, who lost her job last year, has a dormant 401k that we haven't converted to IRA yet. But when we do, can we convert that into a Roth by paying taxes? And what does that mean? Is that a good fit for us?
Mm. So tell me about what's going on for you guys. So how much in 2021, as of now, here we are in the middle of December, how much will you earn in 2021?
I will earn about $200,000, and my wife received unemployment for about maybe $20,000 to $25,000, I think.
Okay. How much money is in her old retirement account?
About $600,000.
How much money is in your retirement account?
About $1.2 million traditional 401k and $100,000 in Roth.
How about money that's outside of retirement?
I have brokerage and robo-advisors that's worth about $600,000.
Hmm. What do you think your wife's deal is going to be next year? Going back to work or done? And how old are you guys?
Well, I'm 57. She's 56. And she just found a new gig, and she'll be starting early next year.
Oh, my God. So there's this strange opportunity. How much will she be earning next year?
I don't know. I suspect maybe $50,000 to $80,000.
Tell me a little bit more about yourself. I want to try to figure out what your kind of where you are tax bracket wise. Do you have a house?
Yes, we do. And no mortgage, worth about $1.2 million.
Are you now contributing to a Roth through work, or are you using the traditional still?
Oh, Roth now. Yeah, our Roth program started recently, so That's the reason why the balance isn't very high right now.
That's okay. Anything else that's poking around? Any, some Bitcoin sitting in a drawer that's worth $100,000 or something, anything like that?
Unfortunately not. Additional thing I just want to mention is that we want to retire in about 6 to 7 years, but we both have pensions that are reasonably good, and we could get upwards of $100,000 per year.
Oh my God.
And no COLA.
No COLA, but those pensions would not impact Social Security. So you would have $100,000 total with no cost of living adjustment. And then, you know, by the time you're ready to claim Social Security, you'd be able to, right?
Right, exactly.
If you looked at your, let's call it your 100 plus, I don't know what your Social Security is going to be, 30, 40 between the two of you?
I never calculated my wife's. I'm sure it's a little less than me, but at full retirement age, it'll be about $3,300 a month. And at higher age, which was 70, 67, yeah. 70. Yeah, yeah, it was 40 something, 4,000.
Can you live on 150 grand a year in today's dollars?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then I think we have the answer. So here's the deal. The tax bracket this year, and that we're just going to be, I'm just going to be aware of the fact that this is not an exact science for you. The tax bracket up to the 24% for married filing jointly goes up to just under $330,000. Okay. So this year you guys are going to have $225,000. So at the very least, I think you would want to convert $100,000 of her 401k. And by the way, is that 401k still in a 401k or is it in an IRA rollover?
Oh, it's in the 401k. So we have to change it over, roll over to an IRA.
Okay. So at the very least, you could convert $100,000, which would add to your taxable liability. Okay. And that would keep you in the 24% tax bracket. Right. Mark's saying like, we have some action here to do. Where's the 401k, your wife's old 401k held? Where is that?
In Power.
And where is most of your brokerage money?
Oh, Fidelity.
Okay, perfect. So I think the first thing that we're going to do is take the old retirement account today, effectuate this transfer like now, which is you're going to do a 401k to an IRA rollover now. Okay. Now that should not take too long. You call someone at Fidelity and I'll tell you, they'll be like, done. I don't know how fast the money comes out, but you do have some time here, right? And then what she should do at the exact same time is she should open her own Roth IRA. Or you can say to Fidelity, look, we're rolling this over and we immediately want to convert $100,000 into a Roth IRA. What is the most efficient way to do that? Let them tell you. They know how to do this, okay? Mark's right. We got to get this going. You have time, though. And then you're going to have to free up the money in the brokerage account, which is going to be a drag because you'll have some capital gains, but it'll be 15%. And even better to take the capital gains right now, because remember, for this year at least, you know, you may not be able to, oh, wait a second. Hold on. Let me just think about this. You made 225. We're going to add 100,000. So it's going to be I'm sorry to say this. It's going to be an 18.8% capital gains tax for you, not 15%. Because I think once we do the rollover and then the conversion of the 100,000, you're then making more than this threshold of 250,000 for your capital gains rate. So it's the 15% base rate plus a 3.8% Medicare surtax on the investment income. So that is kind of where you land. It's not the worst thing in the world. It's less than 20%. So we want you to do that, but you have to make the trades to free up the money. The other thing that's kind of interesting, you don't have to pay the tax this second. So you could conceivably wait until after the first of the year, because you said your wife's going to make 50 grand.
Yep.
Are you itemizing or taking a standard deduction?
Itemizing.
I think that you might be able to do that. I think that's the better idea. I'm thinking it through. You see how I have to think this through, gang? It's a work in progress. Okay, so let me explain. There's two aspects of this that are important. One is, and the clock is ticking on the, let's get the 401k into an IRA rollover and then convert $100,000 of income. Okay? Now that $100,000 of income is going to add to your tax liability. And we know that, right? So the reason to wait until January to then free up the money to pay the tax that will be due in April is that in 2021, your income is now going to be something like $325,000, okay? That triggers something on capital gains rates, meaning that would trigger an extra 3.8% surcharge because it would be over this $250,000 threshold. If you wait till January to free up the money, we can eliminate the 3.8% surcharge. Have we lost everybody at this point, Mark, or not? All right, phew. All right, good. Thanks. Shocking. Now, Steve, do you understand this, forgetting about everyone else, because you're the most important person to understand this right now?
So I should convert next year is what you're saying.
No. So here.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Cash out my investment.
Yeah, not cash out, but yes, free up. Let's free up the hunt. You're going to need some money to pay your taxes that will be due. It's not going to be, you don't have to free up $100,000, but you're going to have to free up like 50 grand to pay extra taxes. And you know, your tax liability may be a little bit all over the place, but for now, I think this will be fine. And I think that that's good. So I think that this is kind of the way we rock and roll here. So number one, her first call with you guys, right? The first call that you're going to make is to the old 401k plan provider and say, I want to roll over. What is the procedure? Second call is to Fidelity to help effectuate that transfer. You know, you're going to have to stay on top of it. This is going to be your full-time holiday job. How do you feel about that, Steve?
Sounds great. Any particular investments you're thinking about other than your typical index funds and bond and stock split?
I wish I could tell you that it's much more exciting than that. What's your current investment?
Yeah, it's all index funds and maybe 70-30.
That seems fine to me. Get off the line and let's call and get this started. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck and let us know how it goes, okay?
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Excellent. If you have a question like this, who knows? I hope this does not like cause everybody complete nuttiness, but you know, they really are, they're tempting fate by waiting to the end of the year and torturing taxpayers like this. So I guess the good news is that Mark, anything that would pass, they were first talking about going retroactive to 2021. Now that can't happen. That's a done deal. That's not happening. So let's see, as soon as anything passes, I promise you, I will come out of, Mark, would we agree that we would have to come out of our vacation mode and do some special episodes on Build Back Better if it were to pass? I think I could convince you. I mean, there's enough liquor in Lower Manhattan to convince you to do that. All right. Mark and I are willing to do that because that's how much we care about you. You see? It's just like that. All right. If you've got a financial question, if you've got a conversion question, if you've got a tax question, if you've got a year-end question, give us a holler. Go to JillOnMoney.com and click the contact button. Time's ticking, as you can see, with some of these year-end issues. So please, please let us know. All right, what else do I need to tell you? Subscribe to our sister broadcast, Eye on Money. Then you'll hear Mark twice a week on the air. It's so much fun. All right, very good. Do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.